Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Always fresh, never frozen, char-grilled hamburgers. Stop by Cookout for a Cookout tray and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Hickory winner Aiden King. Then we'll speak with the winner from Beckley Motor Speedway, Shane Greco. And we'll have a conversation with 100-time Bowman Gray Stadium winner, Burt Myers. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start at Harris Speedway in North Carolina. Josh Sands took that win. Nick Tucker and Hank Taylor amongst the winners at Gastonia. Wake County, both late model victories to Carson Hayslip. Carolina Clash at County Line to Dustin Mitchell. Logan Sparks wins East Lincoln. Orange County goes to Mason Waters, while Carteret County to Brandon Clemens. Georgia at Winder Barrow to Nicole Proctor. Caden Presnell, a big win at Sonoya. Swainsboro to Cameron Tribble. Larry Timms wins Hartwell. North Georgia goes to Dante Curtis, while Jimmy Owens gets it done at Sugar Creek. Lakeview, South Carolina to Michael Batten. Blue Ridge Outlaw late models were at Sumter. Dylan Brown got the big trophy. Case James and Caleb Hetty amongst those winning at Anderson. Travelers Rest to Wally Fowler. Blake Bentley and Stetson Todd both getting big wins at Cherokee, while at Lawrence, it's Larry Teal. Langley, Virginia to Spencer Conrad. Justin Williams wins again at Natural Bridge. Wartburg, Tennessee to Cody Courtney, while at Big South Fork, it's Kyle Courtney. Ross White, the victory at Mountain View. Tazewell, the checkers to Haste and Collette. Thomas Bean, a winner at Newport. Smoky Mountain to Dale McDowell. Ray Ganey grabs the victory at Auburndale in Florida, while at Hendry County, it's Tim Powers. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Hickory Motor Speedway winner Aiden King. Hey, Aiden, welcome to PRN at the Track. Farmington, Missouri, where you're listed as your hometown, but for a 13-year-old to have to go to Hickory, how did you make the transfer over to the Carolinas now? And, you know, what was the bottom line doing that?
Yeah, I mean, we raced in the Doe Run in Farmington, Missouri for a whole year and on dirt. We decided that if we want to make a NASCAR, we're going to have to go to asphalt, right? So we moved over here to the Carolinas, and we started running some legend car events, and then slowly transitioned to a late model, but now we're here.
Yeah, now you're here and winning at Hickory Motor Speedway, birthplace of NASCAR stars. Hickory Motor Speedway, limited late model division winner, Aiden King on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Speaking of legends, what do you learn from legends that transfers over to these full-size late models?
I mean, there's a lot that you can take from legend cars to late models, mainly just the racecraft, racing around other cars, using your mirrors, and just racing in traffic overall. Like, just the way you drive them is not the you can't really take to other cars, just the more atmosphere.
Aiden King, Hickory Motor Speedway, limited late model winner, chatting with us on the ProFabrication.com hotline. I'll add one more part in. How about growing from that smaller-bodied, narrow Legends car to the full-size car? Was that a big transition to, have so much vehicle around you?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say so. You gotta, you can't really rub anybody in a Legend car. You might wheel hop, but it's really wasn't that bad of a transition, just getting used to the body. It's really not that bad.
Got to get used to a whole lot of body on a limited late model. The big cars at Hickory Motor Speedway, and last weekend's winner in the limited late model division. Chatting with us on the ProFabrication.com hotline is Aiden King. Speaking of ProFabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away, including the Gasco gaskets at ProFabrication.com. Well, speaking about your car itself, car owner Lee Falk, known as a great talent scout and driver coach, what's he like to learn from? He's moved some pretty good drivers up into the higher divisions. What's he like as a teacher?
Yeah, he's a great teacher. He's really good at teaching people. I mean, he knows how to get you ready for the race. Even if it's your first time in the car, he knows he'll get you ready for the weekend, to where you're not just out there real slow compared to everybody. He's really funny. He's really stern at the same time, but he's a really great teacher.
funny and stern. That's a good way to handle a driver. And taking all that information in, Lee Fox driver Aiden King taking that to victory lane at Hickory Motor Speedway last weekend. He's our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. How about the race itself there at Hickory? Did you start up front, lead the laps? How did you pull off this win?
Yeah, I mean, qualifying, we started third. Kind of was a little tight in qualifying, no big deal. Just slow. We're starting to ride, save our tires for the first 15 laps. Then we got a restart, finally got a chance to get up to second. And then finally got to the leader, saw he was pretty loose. So just slowly worked our way to the front, got by, restart with five to go, and just kept it clean, and we got the win.
Got to five to go and just cleanly raced his way to victory at a tight, true bullring, Hickory Motor Speedway, the winner in the limited late model division last weekend. 13-year-old from Farmington, Missouri, originally, Aiden King, chatting with us on the profabrication.com hotline. Now, he had won in a pro late model, a little less horsepower car last season at another Carolina track. But how about this one? On the cool down lap, after you take the checkers, kind of, you know, getting yourself composed to head towards victory lane, and then the fans, the crowd, your family, the team, all getting ready to greet you with the excitement. What's that feeling like as a driver to pull up into that victory lane?
Just finally got that win. Real excited. Really mind blown. Speechless at the time. Just like, finally got that win.
What do you think has helped this year more than, you know, even last year when you got the one? What's, you know, are you working on things as a driver more physically? Are you doing more iRacing? Is there one key?
I mean, I would say yes. Definitely been working out a little bit more, just understanding the car, really just getting used to it, having everybody around me help me get ready for these races and tell me what to do different, and really just my team around me helping me out big time.
Aiden King, the winner at Hickory Motor Speedway on the ProFab Hotline. Thank you for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh, man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Hey, Joey Logano here, the driver of the number 22 Hunt Brothers Pizza Ford Mustang. What can a three-time champion do by the end of this ad? A pit stop and grabbing a hunk of pizza at the closest convenience store near you. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Anytime you get somebody at the front of the pack who's not used to running up there and who's not been there, the established names are going to scream, they're going to cry, they're going to whine, oh, there's somebody else coming up here to get my trophy and get my money. It's Carson Hocevar. What's he doing up here? He had just as much right to get in there and force the issue, and if not for the caution, he's a race winner.
Hey, this is Doug Rice of the Performance Racing Network. That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Hi, this is Brett McMillan. If you want a show with no limits on opinions, join us each week for The Pit Reporters.
It proves that these guys are of the elite motorsports level. Being able to win the way that he did, I think, means even more that there weren't any fenders being put to anybody. And for those guys to show what they can do to race cleanly on a road course, they've certainly proved what they can do.
We're starting to see the top competitors become top road course racers.
Join us each week for The Pit Reporters.
Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN At the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, you may have heard of Shane Greco winning dirt late model races, crate races all across West Virginia and the Southeast. Well, he went and did something different last weekend. Shane, Welcome. You got a nice win at Beckley Motor Speedway. That's kind of a, you know, part of the process. Every couple of weeks we see your name there. But what kind of car were you driving?
We decided to jump in one of the NX or NX Legends cars this weekend.
Wow. I saw that Travis and Gary Mills were the owners of this thing. Did you just get a call, decide, hey, I'll park the late model for this week and, you know, see if I could get my guys to hook me up to drive a Legends car?
Well, we had a couple rough weeks there with the late model and spun a bearing and a new motor there a couple weeks ago. So we was kind of disheartened for a little while there, but got a call from Travis. He was wanting to go pick this car up. It was actually down in South Carolina there somewhere. He picked it up Friday, and we took the asphalt setup out of it, put a little dirt magic in it, and went racing on Saturday.
Shane Greco, our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away, including the Gasco gaskets at ProFabrication.com. So you had a Legends car, really back up to, you know, just the mindset. Golfers get out of sync. Bowlers, you know, they make spares, not strikes. Something's wrong. Basketball players miss easy shots and so on. What made you think, I need to do something different? And, you know, how did you get the bravery to make such a dramatic jump from a great crate late model? I believe you got one of those warrior cars that Mike Nichols down in Knoxville built. So, you know, you had a good piece. What, you know, why take just this break to reset your mind?
We're actually in a rocket chassis, we stopped in and seen Mike there a couple weeks ago. We had a lot of trouble at the track, and he's a really good guy. He helped us fix the front end on it. We actually ripped the front end off in one of the races there. And he opened up his shop and let us use his welders and everything we needed, you know, to get the car back together for the next night of racing there in Bulls Gap, Tennessee. But can't beat Mike. He left there at 10 o'clock that day, and we didn't get done till 2 o'clock. So he left us in our shop, in his shop there all day to fix that car. So, you know, if I was going to buy a new car, that's who I'd go to. He's state of the art. He's good dude.
So you've got your car bandaged up and stuff, and you're sitting there thinking, well, I'm not making the easy shots you know, in the basketball world. I'm not making the strikes in the bowling world. And hey, what do I do next to get out of this? How did that process go?
It's funny you mention all those different sports, because I've played them one time or another. I played basketball in high school, I bowl a little bit, and play golf as well. But no, man, it was just one of those things. I'm not racing, and the Mills family's been friends with me for probably 25 years now, going all the way back to midget league football. Played with both of these boys, and but anyway, you know, we was looking towards an off weekend, and you know, just kind of disheartened at the last few weeks we had. Spinning a bearing and a new motor really hurt. That's expensive these days, and got the call from Travis on like a Tuesday or Wednesday. He's like, man, we're going to go get this Legends car. You should fit in it. And do you want to drive? I was like, yeah, I'll try it. I mean, you know, can't hurt nothing. So
Now, let me clear something up for the folks listening at home on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Midway, West Virginia, Shane Greco, crate late model winner all across, you know, the area and such. But when he says he might be able to fit in a Legends car, there's a big might, because Shane isn't 5'10". He is 6'6", and all of him fit in the Legends car. Was it a little snug?
It was a little snug. They have what they call the big boy kits in them, and I had plenty of seat width. It was just these legs and these knees I had to try to wrap up like a pretzel and get in there. But it wasn't horrible. I've actually been in bigger cars that was worse, so. Wow. It kind of worked out.
Well, Shane Greco made it work out, leading all the laps at Beckley Motor Speedway, taking the victory in the Legends car on dirt at that famous dirt late model track there, just off of I-77, right there where you have to pay the tolls through West Virginia. But going out there in those laps and leading them all, what was that like when you were out in front trying to figure out, you know, is somebody all of a sudden going to come past me? How do I hold this lead if I get, you know, hide and load by these guys, things like that,
to be able to, you know, defend yourself while you're out there trying to win your first Legends race.
Yeah, man, these guys, they ain't no joke. I mean, they're little cars, but, I mean, they got torque. And, you know, if you don't watch what you're doing, you get your doors blew off real quick. And I had a couple guys pull up under me there. And, you know, I was still at this point trying to get where I needed to be, you know, as far as comfort. And, you know, the car wasn't 100% where we wanted it. We was having a little bit of brake trouble. So I was basically having to, you know, drive without brakes, because when I would hit the brakes, my front brakes was actually locking up on me. So I was kind of just having to be smooth and roll in. And then guys showed me a nose a couple times, and I finally just had to move down into their line and kind of just arch the turns real wide. And, you know, that way I could keep the car smooth and not bog it down.
Well, not bogging it down, able to make it through all those laps out front. Great late model winner across the area that he races in. But this weekend, he ran his friend's Legends car on the dirt at Beckley Motor Speedway and took the victory. Shane Greco, where can we follow the saga as your racing career goes back to the late models and maybe back to a Legend someday, we would hope? Where are you at on the internet?
Well, we don't have any fancy web pages or nothing, but we have a Facebook. It's under Greco Racing. Actually, I've already got asked to drive again this weekend. I don't know if we're going to or not. We hope to. We're probably going to end up in a modified as well this weekend. I have a guy I'm helping out with setup and things of that sort, and I think he's wanting me to possibly drive that thing Saturday, and I might end up doing double duty, one in the modified and one in the Legends car there. And then hopefully we're going to get with my car owner with my super late there, Kenny Rucker out of Charleston, and maybe do some super racing Sunday or Monday.
Shane, congratulations on your victory. Appreciate you taking the time to join us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at zmax.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter. Protect your engine to the max with Z-Max.
The speed, the drama, the only NASCAR race in California. The Toyota Save Mart 350 NASCAR Weekend rolls into Sonoma Raceway July 11th through 13th. 3 days of high-speed thrills, edge-of-your-seat action, and family fun in the heart of wine country. Bring the whole family. Kids tickets start at just $10. Don't miss NASCAR's biggest stars battling for victory. Get your tickets now at SonomaRaceway.com. This is NASCAR. This is California. This is Sonoma.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Get your NASCAR fix with PRN's Garage Pass.
It's hard to just turn it around in 1 week, but I wouldn't be shocked if we did.
I don't think the results have been what we have hoped for or expected, but I think the potential in the cars and the speed has been pretty good.
You know, it's a big deal already, so that's a, you know, big positive for us. So I think now it's just about working together and getting better.
I think the Penske cars are still elite when it comes to plate racing.
Hi, I'm Mark Garrow, tracking the latest racing news every weekday.
Get ready, race fans. NASCAR is back in Music City with a new name, the Cracker Barrel 400. Guitars, fast cars, and the comfort of Cracker Barrel's country hospitality, May 30th through June 1st. The action kicks off Friday night at Nashville Super Speedway with the Rackley Roofing 200, then the Tennessee Lottery 250 on Saturday, and Sunday night, NASCAR's top stars under the lights in the Cracker Barrel 400. Get your tickets now at NashvilleSuperspeedway.com.
Cookout, always fresh, never frozen, char-grilled hamburgers. Stop by Cookout for a cookout tray and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. Welcome back to PRN At the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline. He's been on before, but, oh, it is a special honor. 100 wins now in a modified at Bowman Gray Stadium. Burt Myers, welcome back to the show. And I know that's very fresh in your mind, taking that most recent win, but I got to start with, what was the first win of your career like?
I get, man, that was in 1998, and it was a 50 lap race. They redrew the top six starting positions. My dad drew the pole and I drew second, and I beat him on the start and led all 50 laps and got my first career win. So it was cool to get my first win, but to beat my dad to do it and him finish second probably made it a little bit more special.
Did you get a handshake, a hug? Did he say something to you in victory lane, or did he not speak to you for like a week?
No, he grabbed me, and I can relate now that Slate's racing with me. I can relate. He grabbed me and was super excited for me. And you know the naysayers, well, yeah, your dad let you win. And he said, no, I didn't. So whether he did or not, there's no proof either way. But I don't think so. I can't imagine, you know, I've told Slate I want him to earn it. And to give it to him wouldn't be doing it justice. So I did. I beat him on the outside on the start and led every lap, won the race.
Yeah, we got 99 other races to prove that you were a great driver. And the first one, beating Pop, was certainly one for the ages as well. Burt Myers, 100 wins at Bowman Gray Stadium and Modified, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. You brought up Slate, so I'll ask him this. How important is this 100th win to have your name in these history books? Burt Myers, I know the Myers name is all out there about the stadium, but now Burt Myers' 100th win to have there for Slate to show his kids and grandkids someday now what your name will be in those record books.
Well, you know, I'm just proud of what our family's been able to accomplish and our racing heritage. You know, knowing that the Myers name has been racing at Bowman Gray basically since it started, and to know how many, you know, wins my family has in total from, you know, from Grandpa Billy to Bobby to my dad to my brother to me and now Slate coming along. It's cool. But, you know, I've said this before that whenever we talk about how many wins, you know, 100 wins at one track is a great feat, and no doubt. But at the same time, I'm not done counting yet. I want to wait till I'm on a rocking porch or rocking chair on a porch one day, and then we'll count them up. But it is cool. It means a lot to me just because I have been racing there and going there my whole life. So to add to my family's heritage makes me proud.
Add in a big way, 100 wins in a Modified at Bowman Gray Stadium. Burt Myers, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it. Just a click of a mouse away, including Gasco gaskets at ProFabrication.com. So 100 wins, if we take them a third, maybe the first, you know, part of it, you're hoping to win, you're expected to win in the middle, cherish to win. What kind of racer were you in those stages of your career? We'll start, you know, early on. What was that Burt Myers like?
Well, when I first started, I grew up in an era a little different than now. And Bowman Gray has turned into an entertainment spectacle. And we all know that. And I always tell people, don't judge Bowman Gray until you come check it out. It's easy to look at the YouTube videos and see all the hype about Bowman Gray being having a certain stereotype. But in the era I grew up, you respected the guys who were the veterans there. You respected the winners. And the last place I wanted to be when I was a rookie was in front of one of those veterans that was a lot faster than me. And in my mind, I would give them the room they needed and then follow and learn from them. That was in 94, 95. Once I got my first win, in 1998, I think it changes your mentality a little bit. And I think I was probably too aggressive when I first started. I think it probably cost me some wins. I know of probably 3 championships it cost me, just because in my mind, my goal was to get past that car in front of me no matter what.
And how about
at Bowman Gray Stadium, you know, when you're going around a flat quarter mile, that sometimes can come back and bite you later on in a year.
Well, we'll skip ahead. We know the pressure of wanting to win now, though, as the, you know, the years are going by and things are a little different. How about the cherishing of the wins part of your career?
Well, I mean, you cherish all of them, no doubt. But once you hit a milestone, obviously that's, you know, you think that. You know, the first thing I thought about was catching my great uncle Bobby. Then I think next was my grandpa. And then when I finally caught my dad, and then, you know, to get beat certain drivers in modified racing history at Bowman Gray, and now to get to 100 total wins at Bowman Gray, you know, it means the world, because this is what I've done. And would I have, in my mind, I thought that at one point, my career, I had a different vision than what God had for me, but. You know, I thought, I always said, if I, you know, let me make it. That was my request. And, you know, in certain ways I have made it, but just not the way I thought. But at the same time, I've invested an entire lifetime and career at Bowman Gray Stadium with the rest of my family. So to be able to hit a milestone like this is pretty special for me.
You've gave so much to the racing community. We're chatting with Burt Myers. 100 wins in a modified at Bowman Gray Stadium. Fantastic record for him to have in and amongst the greats that he's mentioned and more. He's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. So racers, you know, momentary wins, but if some lost there, they're always, you know, looking at those details, and some just really stick in there. What is the one that got away?
Well, the most recent one, that's funny because you know how racers are. We don't forget anything, but at the same time, you know, the most recent one is the one that you think about the most. And the first race of the year, we led 203 3/4 laps. And got moved out of the way on the last corner of the last lap on the opening race of the year after we had sat on the pole and dominated the race. And, you know, I think about you run through your mind as a racer, what could I have done different? And, there's a thousand different scenarios, but you know, it's funny you say that because I remember, you know, everybody knows I'm a Tom Brady fan. And I remember they asked Tom Brady about some of his most, you know, what win did he remember the most? And he said, it wasn't the wins, it's the losses. He said, the wins are easy to celebrate. It's the losses that you focus on and try to use that to get better. But unfortunately, there's more losses than there is wins in my career. So as a racer, you just try to focus on the ones that if it got away from you, it was a mistake or something you did that you could have done different to prevent that.
Hold on right there. We got to let it. Yeah. We got to leave it there. But you gave us a lifetime of memories as well. Burt Myers, 100 wins in a modified at Bowman Gray Stadium. Our honor to have him on the ProFab Hotline. Thanks for joining us, Burt. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track. Fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit HuntBrothersPizza.com.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grilled burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at Cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey folks, it's Doug Rice. Did you know you can take PRN with you anywhere by downloading the PRN mobile app? You can listen to our live races just about any place on the planet, and you will not miss a second of the action. Plus, you can hear our shows like the fantastic editions of Fast Talk, plus Brett McMillan on the Pit Reporters and Mark Garrow with Garage Pass. Get all the latest racing information right at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app, available at the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
It's hard to believe in this day and age in the United States of America that children are hungry.
Our time on this planet is short. We have to give back to those in need.
Every child has a chance, no matter what obstacles they may encounter.
Never have we been taxed more as a society to help kids the way we are right now.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission is simple.
Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy
and hope
and love.
Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit HuntBrothersPizza.com to find your next pizza. On this Memorial Day weekend, there are plenty of grassroots races as we honor and remember those who gave all throughout the centuries to protect and defend the United States of America. I'm Lenny Baticki. We'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at HuntBrothersPizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.